of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Leah and Zara with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new art installation is hoping to encourage tourists to visit what was once the second largest town in Queensland. Charters Towers in North Queensland now hosts the largest handmade mosaic mural in Australia, containing more than 5 million individual tiles, which display the history of the town, including its gold mining roots. This mural, which cost around $500,000, hopes to be a tourist draw card, bringing more money into the local community.
Cases of syphilis in Queensland have increased by 600% in the last 15 years, with 1,300 cases recorded in 2023, compared to 300 in 2013. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerrard says the problem is likely more widespread than these numbers indicate, with many likely undiagnosed. In 2013, Queensland Health recorded 5 cases of infants contracting the disease in the womb, 4 of which were fatal. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman will now launch a 5-year action plan aimed at decreasing cases of the infection, including an initial $1 million in funding.
In national news, the Barton Ice Arena in Adelaide is set to reopen this morning after at least 38 people were hospitalised with carbon monoxide poisoning, including 16 players from the visiting Melbourne Ice women's hockey team. Testing at the rink this morning shows high level of carbon monoxide as well as lower levels of hydrogen cyanide, which the Metropolitan Fire Service believes may have leaked from an ice resurfacing machine. The resurfacing machine has been removed from service and carbon monoxide alarms have been installed in the venue to prevent future occurrences.
A ship with thousands of sheep and cattle sent to Jordan was ordered back to Australia based on security concerns. The ship MV Habija have already ventured for over 5 years before being called back. The exporter wanted to change the route of the journey, but was rejected and instead called the ship to be returned. This action is criticized by both farming lobbies and animal welfare groups.
In international news, a 3-year-old girl has been rescued in the southern Philippines following 60 hours trapped under rubble in a landslide. The landslide occurred in the gold mining village of Masara on Tuesday and has resulted in the deaths of 35 people, with 77 others still unaccounted for. Disaster agency officials say the rescue of the child was a miracle, as searchers and rescue workers had believed those left unfound were likely dead.
For weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all our news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.